Well, joining us now on Al Jazeera is Vahe Gergovian, who's Armenia's Deputy Foreign Minister. He's live from Yerevan. Thank you very much, sir, for speaking to us. As you heard there, the Armenians are accusing, the Azeris are accusing Armenia of a large-scale provocation. How do you respond?
Certainly, what happened at midnight today is a large-scale military offensive by Azerbaijan initiated on the border of Armenia, but also inside of the territory of Armenia. Armenian military installation and also civilian infrastructure were targeted by Azerbaijan. I heard from previous speaker that Azerbaijan is not interested in blame game. However, facts suggest different reality. Armenia has always been interested in building security across border with Azerbaijan, and on number of occasions, Armenia has proposed to work together to de-escalate situation and to undertake security and confidence building measures, which would not allow to violate ceasefire and then initiate a blame game. But what is Azerbaijan is doing is exactly the opposite. So, on November 26, 2021, Armenia, Azerbaijan, and Russia agreed on building security on the border. But it's Azerbaijan who is refusing to undertake those security building measures.
Under that same agreement, sir, if I can interrupt you just for a second, because Azeris, of course, are saying the contrary to what you're telling us right now. Under that agreement, which you just mentioned, Armenia had agreed to withdraw all of its troops from the contested Nagorno-Karabakh region by September. What is happening with that? Are Armenian troops starting to pull back?
I'm sorry, it's outright disinformation. First of all, there is no such a kind of agreement between Armenia and Azerbaijan. I refer to November 26 trilateral agreement, and that agreement does not contain anything similar to what you have described. November 26 trilateral statement clearly states that parties, Armenia and Azerbaijan, should build security, should undertake measures to reduce tensions on the borders. But it's Azerbaijan who is refusing to implement this trilateral statement.
Okay, so just to clarify again, so when the Azeris said that Armenia had agreed to pull back its troops from the border, this is not what you agreed as far as you're concerned?
It's ridiculous. No any state would withdraw its troops from its southern territory. I mean, I don't know what is the misperception around this issue that Armenia should withdraw its troops from its borders. But Armenia is a sovereign country. It's a member of United States. It's a member of United Nations. And thus, Armenia has all rights for self-defense.
Okay. Now, France has said it wants to raise this latest escalation to the UN Security Council. Do you support the European Union's role here in this dispute?
I mean, we are looking forward to cooperate with all those who can contribute towards peace in our region. And of course, we understand that there are certain countries, organizations, which offer their good offices. And of course, we are using those good offices in order to come to the peace to our region.
Can you tell us, sir, about the status of the Russian peacekeepers who were at the border, who were supposed to be keeping the peace there? What is their current status?
I mean, to clarify one thing. Russian peacekeepers, they are in Nagorno-Karabakh.
Sure.
And they are not on the border between Armenia and Azerbaijan. They are on Nagorno-Karabakh, and they play a key role in ensuring security for the people of Nagorno-Karabakh. And they are deployed there by the trilateral statement of November 9, 2020.
So the areas where the fighting has been happening in the last few hours, tell us a bit more about their significance to your country.
First of all, it should be established that the situation remains very tense and hostilities are not stopped elsewhere. There are still ongoing hostilities in different sections of the border. And and as I said, Azerbaijan not merely violated ceasefire across border, but it also targeted Armenian positions and also civilian infrastructures inside Armenia. So it's a clear attack on sovereign country. It's a clear attack on UN member state.
Thank you very much for taking the time to speak to us. Vahe Gergovian, Armenia's Deputy Foreign Minister, joining us there from Yerevan. Thank you.
Thank you.